Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are watching Leicester Till I Die TV with Chris and Chums. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and Pinterest. All you need for everything Leicester City FC. It's Leicester Till I Die TV. Please subscribe now on YouTube. Broadcasting live worldwide.
And now, here's your host.
Right, Chris.
Good evening, junkies. How the devil are we? Welcome along, excuse me, to a rather hastily put together, it has to be said, new show. went from absolutely getting fed up with keep checking Sky Sports transfer show and Sky Sports news to see that we've not done anything. Now, of course, I wish that we weren't, because we are in the news a lot, it seems, for all our players. They are wanted a lot, wanted a lot. Anyway, I want to start this actually off before we get to sort of the main news show, because if you do follow me on Twitter, you may or may not know, there's a lot of us that do these channels as an outlet. I had a heart attack, lost my mom within a week a few years ago, and I kind of never really got over that. And then, of course, COVID hit, and a couple of knockbacks job-wise that are still affecting me. And I, like, I think a lot of YouTubers, started doing this channel as a... Well, basically, it stopped me jumping off the balcony, let me put it that way. And it can be great, and I met some great friends, great people. It can also be a place that can be a bit, well, we know what social media is like. And normally, 9 times out of 10, I let things wash over me. Last night, kind of different. It wasn't really YouTube related, it was more social media related, but when you've got anxiety and depression, it affects us all different ways. And I never understood it before I suffered it. I was thinking, oh, what's up with everybody? You know, come on, you know, you can't be seen. You know, it's the invisible disease, etc. But it does affect everybody differently. And unfortunately, it affects me where sometimes a mouse can suddenly become a blue whale or an elephant. You know, things from in my life get blown up out of all proportion. I go off on one. I upset everybody that I know, everybody that's near me. I hurt. And then I spend the next day just saying sorry all the time. So I've had a lot of messages today off people, some that I don't even know, some that don't even follow me on Twitter, but I've just seen the link because they know somebody that knows me, etc. So I just want to say before we start the show itself, and then I'll move on before it gets a little bit too X Factor backstory-ish, but I just want to say thank you to every single one of you that have messaged me. It means so very much, and it has helped me through today. Like I say, as indeed these shows, you know, you look at the likes of Robin Williams, who knew what he was going through, because every time that he turned they said action, a mask came down, and that's kind of how I feel when I do this. I put my mask on, and it's a different me, and we never know what's going on behind the mask. It has to say, overall, this channel has stopped me totally jumping off the balcony. I have to say thank you very, very much to everybody. I say so many I don't even know, don't even follow each other, that have sent me messages of support today. Thank you so very, very much for that. I cannot tell you how much it means to me. However, like I say, before we get to X Factor-ish, let us move on, because this is actually a new show. It is. Let's just get through some messages before we start. Terry, good afternoon, everyone. Please observe the channel's guidelines. Respectful banter only, please. Yeah, thank you very, very much, Terry. Spot on there. There is the first time users, you do have to agree to the guidelines. Doug, thank you. It means a lot. And also to Facebook users as well. I won't put them up, but I really do appreciate them. Thank you very much indeed. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It is on the BBC Leicester City page. So if you go, basically search BBC Football and search Leicester City. Started again this week. They just brought Leicester up on the transfer show again. Bloody hell. And I've done my first blog. I'm doing a weekly blog for them now. It's exclusive. It's only myself. And it's my thoughts, not on like a game report or anything like that. It's called Tuesday Talking Point. And one I've done today is a pivotal season in Leicester's roller coaster ride. So a pivotal season in Leicester's roller coaster ride. You know what it's going to be about. I'm not going to tell you because I want you to go on and read it. So that's on the BBC news pages. So what a transfer window it's turning out to be. And I'm like the rest of you fans. I look at it and think, like, what the bloody hell are we doing? We're treading water. Everybody else, you know, Villa, Newcastle, they're all making signings. You know, they've all got money. And I wondered if the money isn't there. I mean, it is in a way, because the women have made a few signings, OH Leven have. Is it just, we know that in the market for the three clubs, that our sort of market is going to be more expensive than theirs. And I've always said from the word go that our owners are in the travel business, and COVID has hit them really, really bad. Hotels, duty frees, you know, they don't own oil fields. They don't make that sort of much money. But we have to be realistic, you know. Now, we've got two choices here. We can gamble We can gamble on the fact that we might get into the Europa League or the Europa Conference next season. And based on that, that gives us X amount of money. We go out and we spend that and we buy those players in. Problem with that is, what happens if we don't? You know, we're already in debt. No club really, unless you're really, really mega rich, is probably out of debt. We've got to think of financial fair play. You know, we haven't got sort of the fan base that Man United and everybody else, all these other big so-called big six, as much as I hate that term, have got. But, you know, as I said, we've got to be sensible. And we've got to, A, we've got to abide by FFP, but also we've not got to go mad. I want to say two words to you. Leeds United. They got through to, I think it was the semi-final, was it, of the, well, what was then the European Cup. And they gambled everything, absolutely everything, on continuing that the following season. You guys may remember it, because it was the season when we beat them, was it 4-0, I believe? The Lillian Nalas goal. And they finished below us, I think it was. We got relegated and they finished below us. I do not want that to happen to my club. And if it means, because let's be honest, like I say, last season, as disappointing as it was, it wasn't a total write-off. You know, eighth and just outside Europe and a European semi-final could not, in any sense of the imagination, be called a failure. Disappointing, yes. Failure, no. Because I'll tell you what, there was from teams 9 to, well, to 92 below us in the pyramid that would have swapped places with us. So it wasn't a bad season. Yes, it was a disappointing season. We cannot deny that. Now, as I say, what I don't know, if it means then that for this season, maybe next season, who knows, that we have to be in a position where we don't buy anybody, we may be struggling, we may have to, you know, watch the purse strings, as they say, then so be it. Because if we gamble, because remember the last two seasons when we finished fifth for two seasons, won the FA Cup, etc. Now, the FA Cup is separate, we know that, it's a cup competition. Well, we finished fifth for two seasons running, which was a great achievement for our club. Not a fourth place bottling job, but a fifth place achieving job. There was no other clubs that were really challenging for that. Spurs were out of it. Arsenal were out of it. You know, Man United and Liverpool sort of pipped us on the last days. But, you know, Tottenham and Arsenal, there was no Villa, there was no Newcastle. You know, there was no Wolves. None of these teams were competing. We were the one that was going through that door and trying to get into the next room. Suddenly, you've got five or six teams all trying to get through that single door at the same time. And we're one of them. And we can possibly now, we're going to be pushed out because we're not keeping up. You know, you've seen the purchases that other teams have made. They may well have the next couple of seasons where it's great news for them and that they finish, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh, wherever. Look at West Ham. They may do, but we've had that because we spent that money. And the problem is that we've got a lot of players that we don't want, that we want to sell, that we can't sell because of their wages. And let's be honest, you know, if you're at work and your manager comes up to you and says, we want to let you go. We've got this club line, you know, got this job lined up for you, but you're going to be on, you know, 5,000 a year, 5,000 less a year. Would you take it? I very much doubt it. So, yes, whilst it is annoying, you can understand it. And you'll know who those players are. You've got the Chowdhurys, the Mendes, the Vestergaards, the Bertrands. They're all in a position that they're being paid very, very nicely to come to us. We now can't get rid of them. Nobody seems to want them. And for some reason, when teams do seem to want those sort of players, we're kind of saying, well, actually, no, we want some more money. You want more money than you're offering. Well, this is Vestergaard we're talking about, the case in point. We're not going to get more money for him, are we? We're lucky that we've actually had a couple of offers for him, which have now moved on. They've now moved on and bought somebody else. So we cocked up on that. And whose fault is all this? And I'm seeing the comments coming in, and I'll come back to them in a second. Is it Brendan's fault? You know, he came out and said after the Forest game about this big, was it rebuild, refresh? I don't, whatever he said. And us fans, having just had the disappointment of not only being beaten by a Championship team in the FA Cup as holders in what was the fourth round, but it was Nottingham Forest. And we grabbed onto that and said, yes, you're quite right. It was an awful game, blah, blah, blah. I asked the question at the time, was Rodgers doing it as sort of a G-up to his players? Whether he was or he wasn't, you know, and we'll never know. And maybe he thought there would be more money. Maybe he was told, you know, get back into Europe and you will have this money. We're not in Europe. We haven't got the money, but it does mean players that are up for sale. Do I said in the title of the show, is it a fire sale? You know, are we selling everybody off? Well, I'll tell you where Brendan Rodgers, for me, did get it wrong. He came out, and I think he said, I don't know his exact words, but it was along the lines of, we have to sell to bring in. Now, if I'm sat there at Newcastle, I'm thinking, hello, let's put a cheeky bid in for Madison. And yes, Newcastle are being very, very sensible in as much as they are not spending more than they really, really have to. But they've obviously got deep pockets. So to go out and admit live after a match that we've got to sell before we buy, what the were you thinking of, Brendan? You know, why not just put a sign above the King Power and say, fire sale, come and help yourself. All players are in the concourse. Come and pick who you want. It was the most stupid thing to say. Yes, players here can, you know, you can say as fans, well, we know what's going on now. We know where we stand. But everybody else knows where we stand. It was the most stupid, idiotic thing to do, Brendan. I'm sorry. I've defended you a long time, and I do think you are the manager to stick with and to take us through next season. But you've got to sometimes think, shut it. Shut your mouth. Put your brain in gear before you say something. You know, this isn't all about Project Brendan. You know, this is about Leicester City. And you've got to think, before saving your own skin, before blaming somebody for something else going wrong, think what you're saying. Because now everybody thinks we have to sell. We're not a selling club anymore. We don't have to sell. It's the way that we make our money, as in Harry Maguire. And we've always sold one every summer. You know, it was Harry Maguire, there was Chilwell, etc. And we haven't. We didn't last six season, did we? And we bought more players in as well. So we're a selling club in as much as if we made a ridiculous offer, like Harry Maguire, 80 million. You know, we all know he signed a long-term contract because he knew Man United were coming in for him. And he didn't want us to lose out. And I respect Harry Maguire for that. I didn't know that until I think it was Rob Tanner from The Athletic told me. And I didn't know that. So power to him for saying that. Power to him for doing it, I should say. Sorry. And maybe Fofana needs to have a look at that. And certainly Tielemans does. But we haven't sold. And like I say, we will sell if we've got a silly offer, like I just said, like Maguire. We're not going to sell, which we weren't going to sell at 50. We weren't going to sell at 60. We weren't going to sell at 70. It was the auction, wasn't it? You know, 80 million, any more offers? No, sold for 80 million to the madman in the red shirt. So we sell, but we're not selling like we used to. I mean, Gary Lineker's on the screen now, and I remember, apart from the fact that he was a bully at school, I remember him, we're having to sell him to survive. And that's how Leicester used to operate. We're not like that now. We don't have to sell, but we will sell if the deal is right for us. Of course it is. But let's have a look what is being said. Let's go through some comments, first of all, because I haven't brought your comments up. Ravi, yo, big up to yourself, Ravi. How do Leicester improve and climb up the table? That's what we're going to be talking about. Terry, purely a case, our wage bill through the ceiling anymore and the fair pays would hit us hard. Look at Derby. Exactly, mate, exactly. This is the problem. We have got a lot of players, like I say, average players on good wages. One of the reasons, in fairness, that Schmeichel might be going. Facebook user, would be a disaster to lose two players just before season starts. Think we may get away with one. We will have known. We've known about Tielemans for God knows over a season. So we've got a plan, I'm sure, in there for him. And I certainly wouldn't be upset if Tielemans left and Pratt stayed. Let's say that from the start. But Terry said, sadly, our board of directors gave eye-watering contracts out to him. Exactly what I've just said, mate. Del Boy's in. What's the freaking story? How you doing, Del Boy? Can you guys get Europa League this season? Tell you what. No. The way things are going. My opinion is Brendan got a few injuries last season. A few. I reckon you guys need to rebuild now. We will get Tielemans, and who else will leave you? Tough days ahead for the Foxes. You say this, Del Boy. You'll get Tielemans. You've not made an offer. There has been no offer come in from Arsenal. And as I've said many times, Arsenal, put up or shut up. Same it was with Madison last season. If you come in and offer us 40 million or even 30 million, because we paid 40 million for him, 30 million, you would have him tomorrow. You would get him. He wants to come to you. He likes Arsenal. Wenger made an approach, well, was looking at him when, you know, you may remember Wenger. He was the manager that you wanted out and had great time since. But Wenger wanted him, but we got him. So, yes, he wants to go to you. Get off your backsides, Arsenal, and make us an offer. No offer, no sale. I think the youth are coming. Keep Pratt. Yes, indeed. Let's all keep the faith. Yeah, we're not keeping the faith. You know, we're not saying here that we're going to get relegated. We're not saying any of that. I mean, listen to what we're saying, right? We are keeping the faith, but it doesn't mean that we can't express an opinion. That is what social media is all about. You've just expressed your own opinion there by saying, let's keep the faith for F's sake. We're all allowed opinions. You know, we will be safe. We will not go down next season, but we're talking about moving on. Now, it may well be that, and we saw how good Leicester were at the back end of last season when we got all the players back. Yes, you could, you know, we drew with Chelsea. Okay, we put to four past Southampton. Was it four or five past Watford? And you could say it was only Southampton or Watford. Yeah, but remember, we were struggling to beat those sides at the start of the season. You know, we were beating Norwich 1-0, Burnley 1-0. So if we kept the same side, it might not be the end of the world because we've seen how good they can be. This is the side, this is the squad that got us into Europe two seasons running. This is the side that won us the FA Cup. So it's not a bad side to be left with, but you do have to actually ask the question about, obviously, other teams strengthening. Now, Simon Jordan, you may love him or hate him. He's on TalkSport Radio. I absolutely love the guy. Don't necessarily agree with what he's saying, but I believe that he believes in what he's saying. And also, he believes... Well, he's got the experience. He's owned a football club and he talks sense. He doesn't take any prisoners. He talks sense. And former Crystal Palace owner Simon Jordan has defended Brendan Rodgers over comments the Leicester City manager made about the club refresh. He said he wasn't specific enough for people to judge what he meant. He said some of these players need to go. We need to have a refresh. So there's exactly what he said. So we can jump to the conclusion that the owner's going to sit there shelling out. So we can jump to the conclusion, sorry, that the owner's going to sit there shelling out cash, or we can also look at it and say perhaps what he meant was, I'm going to have to get rid of some of these players to bring some dough in, and then I can reuse the dough. We don't know what he meant. We don't. We obviously don't. But it's a very good point. You know, it was quite vague. Now let's go through. Could be here till kingdom come. The Leicester players that have blinked with being away. And that's it. I do put this on Brendan for coming out and saying that. This is why the vultures were circling overhead as soon as he said we need to sell. So like I said 2 minutes ago, Brendan, button it. Okay. Leicester City star James Maddison sent Newcastle United warning amid fresh transfer talk, which just said on Sky Sports transfer show that Maddison will be staying, because we have obviously turned down the second offer, which is 50 million. I can't believe that we're only actually asking 60 million for him. I think he's worth more than 60 million. But will Newcastle go that high? One thing with Newcastle, unfortunately, whatever they said about Mike Ashley, he left them in an absolutely fantastic, fantastic position FFP-wise. So they can go and spend a bit of money. Excuse me one second. There we go. But Darren Bent, ex-player, what's he had to say? This is interesting. Darren Bent, former England striker, Darren Bent, again on TalkSport. So remember, everybody that says everybody on TalkSport hates Leicester, nobody likes us. Former England striker Darren Bent believes Leicester City midfielder James Maddison would be taking a backward step if he signed for Newcastle United. The latest reports from the North East suggest Newcastle made a second big bid for the attacking midfielder in the region of 45 million with structured payments. It is likely that Leicester would reject that, given Brendan Rodgers' insistence that Maddison is not for sale. Look, mate, stop being so negative. Why are you watching then? Why are you watching? Fuck off and stop watching if that's what you think. Why are you in a social media group? Let me just see who it is. Let's just call you out. We're not being negative. We are. You know, I tell you what, then I won't bother doing the fucking show, shall I? Shall I stop doing the show now and then we don't talk about anything at all? It's the transfer season. It's a silly season, you plonker. What do you think we're going to talk about? Jesus Christ, there's some nutters out there. Don't you know where the missing link is? John Abbott. I tell you what, I can't be arsed with you, John. I can't be arsed with you. You can go out the group as well. I'm going to remove you from the group. I'm going to remove you from the Facebook group as well. Total waste of space. I don't know why you've come in and even bother, you know, talking. I mean, the idea of shows. Let me just explain this to you, John, just in case you're still watching here. You doubt it because I've kicked you out of Facebook. But let me just say that the whole idea of these shows is that we are going to be controversial. If I sat here and goes, yeah, you know, Leicester's a wonderful club, sun shines out their arse, nobody's going to comment, nobody's going to watch. That's the same with TalkSport. It's the same with newspapers. It is the transfer season. It is totally, utterly silly season. And you've just been that silly, I fucked you out of the group. So goodbye, good riddance, don't come back. Well, you can't, I've blocked you. Terry Fuller. Last night on Radio Leicester, Roger said 50 million. I did see that, actually. I did actually like see that, and I did like it. And it's funny that that John Abbott actually put the post up just as I was saying about Maddison not leaving Leicester. He said, stop being so negative. I mean, what a plonker. It has also been said that Leicester have evaluation in the region of 60 million, with Darren Bent saying it would take a little bit higher than a 50 million offer to secure Maddison's signature. but it does look like he's staying. Michael, thank you very much, sir. Thank you indeed. Appreciate that. I just, to be honest with you, I just think, you know, you're not allowed an opinion. Some people are so like, yeah, you love the club. Yes, we love the club. And that's why we're allowed an opinion. You know, and these shows, I'm saying these things. These shows, Facebook, Twitter, all these sports groups, only just, you know, they survive because people watch them. People comment. If they didn't, I wouldn't have 27,500 people in my Facebook group. I wouldn't have 1,300 people watching me on here. Do you know what I mean? So we've got to comment that we're going to get people drawn in. Scott says here, let's carry on with the shows, Chris. I just joined at the right time. You did. Unfortunately, he actually said that at a very bad time after last night. So I wasn't going to stand for, I'm not going to suffer fools gladly anymore. Talking about suffering fools gladly, and thank you for that. Doesn't Facebook have moderators? It can do. I don't because I did for a while, but you end up sort of some moderators going a bit off on their own track. I just do what I've just done there is I've gone in and I've kicked him out. 2 seconds, you know. He probably hasn't caused trouble before, but I just can't be arsed with him at the moment. I can't be arsed. Now then, does anybody remember seeing this on a certain person's Twitter page? And I'm just going to bring this up now because I can't read it. My eyes are that bad. Let's bring it up. Wesley Fofana broke his leg this time last year. And what happened? We stuck by him. So let's just have a look what he said when he came back. So here we go. And of course, I happen to bring the one up that is in French. Let's have a look if I can. He's got two accounts, interestingly enough. He said on that tweet there, "It was not easy for me, but thanks to you all, I came back stronger. Me and my family won't forget all the love you sent me during that difficult time. Be sure that I will always do my best for the Foxes. Thank you for your unconditional support." When you put these things out on Twitter, we know they can come back and bite you on the bum. And like I say, it's not, you know, I can say, well, I said that and it was to create conversation. You know, you've put that out, and that has been liked by over 5,000 people. So I replied to that Twitter today, and I've put, "Just remember those words, if Chelsea come knocking, words mean nothing next to actions." And he has taken out what he said at on his profile, which said professional player at Leicester City. It's now just got professional player. I mean, you were very happy to sign the contract when we offered it to you because you weren't playing. And you thought, yeah, okay, I'll take this because I don't, you know, what's going to happen? I'll never play again. You know, obviously, you know, you were going to. But, and I understand you have got absolutely no allegiance to Leicester at all. You know, you're not from Leicester. You're not, you know, you don't, Leicester's not your favourite team. But come on, you know, let's say you don't go now. You're not going to be popular at the King Power at the weekend, are you? Just saying. So will Fofana go? Again, I don't think they will go up that as high as we want to. 84 million is what was being quoted. Well, if we've got 80 for Harry Maguire, Let's have a look at 90, 100 million for Wesley Fofana. He's younger. You could argue he's better, probably at the moment. So, yeah, get your checkbook out, Chelsea. Just remember, Chelsea, you're not owned by Abramovich anymore. You haven't got his oil millions. Yes, you've got rich owners. Yes, you've got richer owners than we have. But it ain't Abramovich. So just check your bank balance, eh? Just check your bank balance. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Again, whilst I understand, and I just wonder what these players pay their agents to do. Because so many, I mean, they must have the same, these players must have the same PR company that Boris Johnson's got. I mean, absolutely, totally, wow. Yeah, I tell you what, Chelsea have asked about, you just take out your Twitter that you're, you know, that you play for Leicester. That's going to really look good for you. Go and do it now, Wes. Understand it, but I don't respect you for it, Wes. Do not respect you for it at all. Right, so... And again, though, Leicester City, off his head, Wesley Fofana sent strong Chelsea transfer warning. Former Chelsea centre-back, Frank Leboeuf, and it's a shame that guy's not still in here because I'm actually saying something positive again, but, you know, he couldn't see that. He couldn't see that past the headlines, could he? Former Chelsea centre-back Frank Leboeuf has hinted that Wesley Fofana would be better staying at Leicester City beyond the current transfer window due to the competition at Stamford Bridge. The Blues have been credited with an interest in Fofana this summer, but City will demand a huge fee for the player should the Londoners come calling. The 21-year-old signed a new five-year contract a matter of months ago, putting Leicester in a strong position. So we can actually say, F off Chelsea, F off Fofana, you're going to play for us. And we can do two things, because they always say, oh, you shouldn't keep a player. You shouldn't keep a player if he doesn't want to play for you. Well, two words, World Cup. Does he want to be in the French team for the World Cup? I think he's be good enough. But if he's not playing well for Leicester, is he going to get picked? And if he goes to Chelsea, will he play enough games to be picked? Let's be honest with you. Injury-free, he's going to play every game for Leicester City. Chelsea have just agreed to sign England under 29 keeper Carney Chukwuemeka. Don't know if I said that right. So that's just... And Brentford are signing from Sampdoria, Denmark midfielder Mikael Damsgaard. It's all happening, just not at Leicester. So Frank Leboeuf said, Wes, stay, you'd be better off. And you would, you'd be, see, I reckon if you stay at Leicester, you will get us into the, you will get into the French World Cup squad. Kasper's off. Now, I can't say I'm surprised, because, I mean, I'm the one that actually said that he should go this season. You know, I think last season, he didn't have the best defence. He had a different defence in front of him, let's be honest with you, every other week. But he also, he wasn't, yes, he stops, he's a good shot stopper, but he doesn't control his box. He doesn't come out for the balls. How many goals did he cost us last season? Man marking, you could say. Zonal marking was a few, but I think his time has come. You beat me to it, Chris, says Scott. I think players like Fofana and Tielemans may get call-ups if playing well. Yeah, exactly, mate, exactly. Denmark may have a new Nice goalkeeper for them, though. But I think it is time for him to come. Thank God, Leno is having, a medical at Fulham today. So we're not getting Leno from Arsenal, thank God. We've been linked with other goalkeepers. If we are this, if we've got this sort of problem with money, why, if we sell Kasper, do we need to bring another keeper in? It said Brendan Rodgers likes to have three keepers. Let's face it, we've been paying Jurpokovic for how many seasons? 3-4 seasons. I think he's made one appearance. You know, he's made less than Danny Ward. But we've got three goalkeepers. Yeah, they were making mistakes pre-season, but let's be honest with you, they're new. You know, we've got Danny Ward, who's never let us down. He's a good penalty. He's won us a penalty shootout in the Cups before now. He's an international goalkeeper, albeit Wales, and that's no disrespect to Wales. He's an international goalkeeper there when he's fit. Why, if you don't like him enough to make him number one, Brendan, why have you been paying him all these years? So, you know, exactly, Scott. We will differ on the Iverson bit because I think Ward, he's got the more experience and he should be the one that's playing in the Premier League. Iverson certainly should be the Cup goalkeeper, League Cup and FA Cup. And then you've got Stolcik as the third keeper, if you like, in this third keeper syndrome that he likes. I do rate him. Yeah, I mean, he made some mistakes, but then, like I say, who doesn't as a goalkeeper? They get highlighted. Thank God it was in a pre-season friendly. But he has... They are both very good keepers. We've seen that, I can say, in the same game. But Ward has got the experience. Ward goes up. He's the Premier League goalkeeper. Iverson, give him the FA Cup. And if you want to give Stolik something, give him the League Cup. Or, you know, keep Stolik working through with the under-23s and keep Iverson as the number two for both. That's what I would do. And what it is saying here, Brendan Rodgers reveals Leicester City number one plans as Kasper Schmeichel nears exit. Danny Ward and Daniel Everson will fight for the Leicester City number one shirt as Kasper Schmeichel edges towards an emotional farewell at the club. City boss Brendan Rodgers will place his faith in two goalkeepers already at the club should Michael complete his move to Leeds. It came on the second half. I was watching the women's Euro final. I'm not going to be honest with you because I didn't see the point in watching Seville. It was the squad that we saw last year. We've seen Seville live, you know, in the Champions League. So I wasn't bothered with it. I believe Schmeichel came on for the second half. Was it a bit of an emotional goodbye at the end? Interesting. I don't know. I wasn't there. If you were there, let me know if there was. So, yeah, exactly. You know, I agree there. Whether it is Ward or whether it is Iverson, you know, they've both got claims. Like I said, personally for me, one of them is the Premier League goalkeeper and one of them is a Cup goalkeeper who then will step up at some point and replace Danny Ward. Don't forget, we are the club that sold Gordon Banks, a World Cup winner whilst at Leicester, to bring another goalkeeper through, who happened to be Peter Shilton, and he wasn't a bad keeper himself. Yes, but Ward injured, so hardly a confident start back there, especially as our so-called set-piece coach are waiting for an entry visa into the country. I don't know. I mean, you know, he is injured, so yeah, let's start Iverson for a little bit. Of course, you know, injuries will change things around. Of course they will, Terry. You know, and you can't do one thing if you're doing another. Anthony, good evening, sir. Welcome into the chat. How the devil are you? Hope you are well. If Schmeichel leaves, you've got Iverson plus maybe get a good centre-back that can help Iverson. Even good goalkeepers depend on their defence. They do, and that's, you know, part of Alex Schmeichel's last season. But if we get 850,000 for him, that's more than we're going to get this time next season if he goes. And... you know, I will love Schmeichel. Do not get me wrong. I will love him, love him, love him because of what he's done for the club. As indeed Jamie Vardy. But we've got to at some point go, these players are just getting on a little bit. You know, how much longer? Johnny Evans, great defender, but he's getting on a bit. The injuries, I mean, you just got to be careful when they get on a bit. Let's have a look what else we've got happening here. It's a packed show tonight, as they say. According to Sky, Kasper Schmeichel, Leicester goalkeeper set for Nice medical after an agreement has been reached. And apparently we are being linked with Alex Merritt from Newcastle, Martin Dubrovka from Sky from Newcastle, and David Raya from Brentford. Are any of those, you tell me, are any of those better than Danny Ward when he's fully fit? Okay. Before we say anything. Now let's just see what else we have got. I think that is about it news-wise, but let me just double-check. Wesley Fofana. Some of the things people are saying about Wesley Fofana. Leicester City till I die. That isn't me. I'm Leicester till I die. No respect for the club. Clearly wants a move. Jonathan, the kind of irritating stunt that Mahrez used to pull. Got a point there. Christian, I know people don't like to read too much into this sort of stuff, but tends to be a huge sign. Edward, don't do this to me. Magno LFC, I just can't. Abdul, nah, why is he toying with us like this? Isaac, okay, we need to call his attitude out. I love him as a player, but come on. Yeah, that's, I totally agree, Isaac. Lord Whistledown, LCFC send him to the under-23s, but then it's nose, cut-off, face, spite, isn't it, a little bit? ELB, if he goes, our fans will hate him, and if he doesn't, I'd be happy, but not the way he is acting. I mean, it just goes on like that, to be honest with you. Let's just have a look if there's any other news. I don't think there is. I think we've basically covered everything. Scott says, Raya from Brentford, I would say. Of course, the captaincy is now up for grabs. I think it should go to Evans. He has been there, seen it, done it, got the T-shirt. Yes, he might not be there in every game because of his age, but then Wes Morgan was club captain, although Schmeichel was captain. And every time Wes Morgan came on the pitch, Schmeichel gave the captain's armband to him. So that is a possibility. I would have him as the main captain and... I don't know whoever's left, we could have as captain. Scott, I think so. There's possibly Ray from Brentford. Matty Roundtree, hello, Matty. How the devil are you? Yes, Martin Dubrovna, 100%. He's been a fantastic keeper. The issue I see is his age. Is he any better than what Danny Ward could be? And we don't have to pay any money for Danny Ward. We've already paid 12 million for him. Not bad. That is, how much is that per Premier League game we've played for him? Oh, yeah, 12 million. Anthony, say no more. Anthony says, Chris, PSG put 15 of their players up for sale. They're going cheap to, why don't Rodgers get one of them? You tell me. It's all right. Let's put a bit of a sensible head on this. It's all right saying, yeah, we want that player. But we've got to think, are these players going to be suitable for what we want? They played for PSG. Are they going to be demanding high money? Are PSG in the same position as we are with like the Mendes and the Chowdhury's, etc.? So, I mean, yeah, Scott says there might not be the positions we need are good enough for cover. And, you know, you've got the best player in the world becomes available. You know, look at Vardy when Arsenal came in for him. It was the easiest thing for him to do was to go to Arsenal. He'd have probably been in Europe more, maybe got more in the England team. But at the end of the day, I think he realised Wenger would not play to his strengths. He'd have stuck him out on the wing, a bit like Hodgson in the England team, and therefore he was wasting his time. Matty, I would, he is. It was Rafa's best signing during his time for us. Fair enough. I mean, I don't know. I was asking the question because I've only ever seen him, obviously, when he, you know, played for Leicester. Was he at Forest? I don't know. I can't remember. But no, it's a fair point. He's a Premier League goalkeeper. You know, he's been there a while. But like I say, you know, when we've got a £12 million player, and they're just showing it up here now on Sky Sports Transfer Show about Wesley Fofana. I don't know, Wes. I don't know what you're doing, Wes. I don't know really seriously what you're doing. Guys, thank you all very much. I'm going to be back at 9 o'clock. Yeah, you can't get rid of me that much, that easily. And this is back. Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. It's the Leicester Till I Die TV Premier League Prediction Show. It doesn't say show there, but it is show. Oh, God, now they're showing Madison scoring a goal. We don't stop doing that. Stop doing that. Show him missing one. 9 o'clock tonight, myself, Brad, and Steve are going to be back for the prediction show. It's an all-new prediction show. It's a new layout. It's a new format, I should say. So join us at 9 o'clock and see if Brad starts off the way that he finished and see if... I think they're actually just showing... Yeah, they're showing the game from the with Casper. I don't know. What's the breaking news? There's some breaking news coming up. What is it?
A big disappointment for fans of Welsh Fire and he's...
Oh, it's not. It's, I think it's rugby. yeah, be back at 9 o'clock for the prediction show. Join us. Get your predictions in the chat. It will be a laugh a minute. And as we all know, Steve will... Well, as soon as he gets to Arsenal and Tottenham, that's wins for him straight away. Steve loves Arsenal. You know he doesn't. You know he doesn't. I am on, Matty. Yes, I believe I am. Is that Pete Davies' channel? Is that, if it's Pete Davies' channel, yes, it is. Talking more of this stuff. Leicester City transfers at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. If it is loaded, Mag. I know it's Pete Davies' channel. The link's in my Twitter. I've retweeted it. It's in the Twitter. Hopefully, we'll still have some players left to talk about. I'll be on there from 7 o'clock. breaking news, Steve Lyon expects Arsenal and Spurs to win. Yeah, indeed. So, we will be back 9 o'clock with Steve Lynx, Brad and myself doing the prediction show. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking to Brian Little, ex-Leicester City manager, about his time joining us from Darlington, what he did at Leicester City before obviously moving on. I'm really, really looking forward to that. And that will probably be going out Thursday or Friday night. If you want to be sure not to miss it, do what Doug's just said there, please do. Yes, like, share, and subscribe or to this fantastic channel. Thank you, Doug. It means a lot. But if you do that, you won't miss the Brian Little interview. I'm doing it tomorrow during the day. It'll be a pre-record and then edited and put up. That's edited. What my editing's like. If you haven't already, as Doug says, please do subscribe. If you have been watching this, thank you so much. Appreciate everybody's sympathy and all your concern today. I said my bit at the start, as I'm not going to let it take over the show. And if you've been listening on your favourite podcast platform, thank you very much. And do you like the new layout? I'm toying with this being my new layout. I don't know what you guys think. Let me know in the show. Or like the video. That will show that you like the layout. Just something a bit different for the new season. I will see you at 9 o'clock. Thank you, one and all, for everything you support, watching. If you've been in the chat, too many to mention, but thank you very much. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I will be back, as I say, at 7 o'clock. Links in my channel, talking transfers on a Newcastle channel. Obviously, we'll almost certainly be talking Madison. I'm back at 9 o'clock with the old prediction show. Thank you very much, guys. Take care. Stay safe. Don't do anything I wouldn't enjoy. Good night.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
for watching. These videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
Cool. I'm out of here. Ooh, that's a wrap.
So, people are on the pitch.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.